Let us pray the congregational prayer. In the beauty of this place, we have come to pray, to worship, to receive healing and hope. We come from the struggles and triumphs of the week, needing to feel the soothing presence of God. Lord, be with us this day. Come and soothe our souls. Cause us to rejoice that you have provided a special place where we may gather to talk of your presence and love, to sing your praises, and to be empowered to go forth to serve you. Amen. Let us bow our head. Gracious Lord, we thank you for us to be here at God's holy place to worship you. We pray for our church to be a church where your love and glory are overflowing and the holy and justice is dwelling. Oh God, help us to rebuild our nation with your love and grace. Let us become a faithful citizen of your kingdom on this earth, so that we may work together to heal our fractured communities through efforts at rebuilding loving communities and re-establishing trust. Loving Lord, pour out your grace and mercy on the people of Haiti as they again experience another earthquake. We pray that you will sustain them and give them strength for the facing of this hour. May they know your comfort. Bless those who are working in search and rescue efforts and all those who provide relief. We pray for children growing up having lost parents, siblings, or grandparents. We pray for those who still lack permanent shelter. Lord God, we pray for your provision and protection for the next generation of Haitian children. Now, we pray for the grave situation in Afghanistan. We lift up Christian missionaries who are still on the ground and unable to leave and in great danger. We also pray for strength to the churches, church leaders, and Christians in Afghanistan who are currently vulnerable and at risk. We especially pray for the women and girls of Afghanistan who have made great strides in freedoms and educational opportunities over the past 20 years. Help them to be safe from the threat and violence of the Taliban. We pray for the thousands of Americans still left behind in Afghanistan, being told to shelter in place until they can get to the airport for safety. May the Lord provide a way home for them. We also pray for the displaced refugees fleeing Afghanistan for safer countries. Lord, grant your wisdom upon the president and his advisors as they face and address this crisis. We now pray for Centenary Church members to you. Bless each household with your love and grace and protect all members from the resurgence of the coronavirus and provide all the needs with your abundant grace. We pray all these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.